Let's chant shloka number 9th and 10th together from page 16 on the green book. Let's do it together. Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Yo veti tatvatah.
Yo veti tatvatah.
Let's chant it together, then we can go on to the 11th one.
त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नेति मामिति तोऽर्जुन वीतरागभयक्रोधा मन्मया मामुपाश्रिताः बहवो ज्ञानतपसा पूता मद्भावमागताः.
सो भगवान हैज स्टार्टेड दिस चैप्टर talking to Arjuna, talking about the supreme knowledge, the eternal knowledge, because Bhagwan regards Arjuna as his bhakt, devotee, and his friend. It's on the third shloka of this chapter. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yotat uttamam. So Bhagavan is talking to Arjuna and talking about this eternal knowledge. And then he talks about that how this knowledge was lost over a period of time. He talks about the Guru Shishya Parampara. Then he talks about how everybody or most of the people have forgotten this great knowledge. But he remembers being the Ishvara. And Arjuna has forgotten that, being a jiva. So he talks about this knowledge and he mentions that whenever there is a decline of the dharma, whenever people lose their enthusiasm, when people feel like they are dragged, they are forced to follow the dharma, the right thing, then I come on this earth. And then what does he do when he comes on this earth? He protects the sadhu purushas. Sadhu purushas are those who are titikshakahas. They are ajatashatru. They are karunikahas. And they are sadhuas. People who are full of endurance, full of love and compassion, quiet, peace-loving people who do not have any enmity towards anybody. So he does this job and he establishes the dharma and destructs the evildoers. And he goes on to further to say that those people who realize the fact that my birth and my karmas, my actions, may seem to other people as that I am the one who is born, even though I am unborn, and they may appear to be done by me, they are not actually done by me. The example in the book is given of a moving train. If there's somebody who's going somewhere and they're sitting on a train and they mention that I have gone from station A to station B, from Delhi to Mumbai, did they actually do that or the train moved them? It's actually the train who has moved and we take the credit ourselves. The same way, the Lord is the one who does this without doing anything. So those people who realize this, they take surrender in Him, they take refuge in Him, they become one with Him. And it seems like a tall task. It seems very difficult for us to do this in our day-to-day life. So, Lord says, no, not really. Many people have done this. Many people have done this and they have come to me, and through the austerity of this knowledge, by giving up their attachments, by giving up the fear and the anger, and by totally merging into me, they are free from the cycle of birth and death. So, hearing this, Arjuna has a question. He says, Lord, you are saying that one who does all this, he becomes one with you. But then you are partial. What about the other people? What about them? What happens to them? You cannot be partial if you are the Lord. How are you partial to other people who are doing this and they merge with you? What about what happens to the other people? So he's going to talk about that in this upcoming shloka number 11.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante.
Tanstathaiva bhajamyaham.
Tanstathaiva bhajamyaham.
Mama vartamanu anuvartante. Manushyah partha sarvashah.
Let's do it together.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Tanstathaiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartamanu vartante. Manushyah partha sarvashah.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Prapadyante means those people who want, who have a desire. Yatha, just as. Ye, those, mam, to me. Tans, tatha, ev. Just like that, bhajamyaham, I come to them. So it's a pretty straightforward statement. So whoever wants to come to me in whatever way, jaki rahi bhavna jasi, whoever thinks of me in whatever way, I reciprocate. Example, a young child going to his or her mother with a lot of love. The mother is going to reciprocate with them. Same love, compassion. When the child is growing up and has grown up, we all have, most of us have teenager kids. When the teenager is coming to, or a grown up is coming to the parent, that approach is different. Feeling of friendship, buddy. So at that time, if the parent is going to approach them with some other feeling, the connection is not going to be there. We all have gone through, most of us have gone through that. They want somebody to have a friendship relationship in the mom, with mom and dad. Confide in them, seek suggestions, what to do, what not to do. Husband and wife also. They have the role of husband and wife in places. And when they are on this path of spirituality, both are seekers. So both have to complement each other. We have friends. The way we approach to the friend is going to reciprocate in the same manner, with respect. With love, we get love and respect. We offer anger, hatredness, we get the same. It's a pretty straightforward principle in our life. So, the Lord is saying, when somebody is thinking of me as Lord Shiva, when somebody is worshipping me as Shiva, I'm going to approach that devotee as Shiva. When somebody is thinking of me as Krishna, I'm going to come to that devotee as Krishna. When somebody is going to offer me prayer and worship as Jesus, I'm going to come to him as Jesus. If they come to me as Muhammad, I'm going to go to him as Muhammad. Because if the individual is thinking of the Lord, say as Shiva, and if I go to him as Krishna, the devotee is not going to recognize the Lord. Most of us have also heard of this story. There was one gentleman who was offering his penance, he was worshipping to the Lord. So the Lord appeared and said, okay, you've done a lot of penance, I'm happy with you, so I'll come and meet you. So he prepares a lot of dishes and he's waiting for the Lord, and you know, on his door there was a dog who was coming to him again and again, and the man was just shooing him away. And then the whole day goes by and nobody comes. So then, you know, a few days go by, he goes by, the person is praying to the Lord, and the Lord says, well, I did come. I came as a dog. You didn't offer me anything. I mean, I'm not going to come to you as the same that you saw me. So the same thing, the person's imagination had something, like maybe a human form with the four hands and with a crown and with a lot of garlands and, you know, a lot of things in his hands, Padambhujdhari, Chakradharadhari. So person's imagination is of that kind of Lord. But the Lord has sent the message that I did come to you. So how does it apply to us? So we come here to in the mission, we see the Lord's statue idol, we go to the temple. So for us, he is the Lord. What about all the Lords? What about all the Bhagavans? Inanimate objects, dogs, trees, stones, grass, of course human beings. We do say, right, the Lord is everywhere. And then we don't see the Lord in them or that, because we have identified our feeling and imagination with the Lord in that particular statue. We have superimposed our idea of Lord in that statue. So Lord says, I will come and reciprocate the way you come to me as. Lord has no problem. We have all gone through the scenarios. Some problem happens. You're on the road, car breaks down, somebody comes from Blue Moon, fixes our car, or you know, gives us a ride. Some problem situation, we are out of money on our station, you know, somebody comes, okay, well, here's this much money, you take care of your stuff. Oh boy, oh my God, thank God, that person came as a Bhagwan to me. Oh, that is Lord. We just have to see it that way. So then, the second line. So, manushya has, in this human world, all the humans, Parth, O Arjuna, Sarvashah, in whatever way, in all ways, Arjuna, whatever they are doing, they will all eventually come to me anyway. How is it possible? I'm investing in stock market. I want money. I am seeking a promotion. I'm looking for a job. I'm going to get my hair done, hair implant, to look beautiful. I'm seeking that. How come you are saying that I'm seeking you? I'm not seeking you. I'm going after something else. I'm going after power, a position in a company. I'm seeking beauty. I'm seeking wealth. How is it that I'm seeking you, Lord? Please answer this question. So Bhagavan says, well, what happens when you get that? We talked about this last time. So in my mind, I have superimposed my happiness on that particular object. That object could be that piece of gold or money or car or house or that particular position, whatever it may be. So whenever my mind seeks happiness from that, and once I get it, I am happy, I am satisfied. Source of Brahmananda, happiness, and that comes from the Lord. So eventually all roads lead to Rome. All of them are seeking me only, because happiness is my form only. Our problem is, once we get particular object, then we are happy for some time, and then the race starts. Second object, third object. We don't stop. We keep on running in that race. Be it a young boy looking for a master's degree with the aspiration of becoming a doctor, or seeking a promotion in a company. We think that, okay, well, that particular person is going to promote him or going to offer him a job or whatever, but ultimately that also is coming from the grace of the Lord. So all paths are leading to the Lord. Arjuna says, okay, Bhagavan, so if everything is leading to you, if doing everything, it ends up in you, then why is not everybody worshipping you? Just cut the chase, right? Why does somebody want to go round and round and round in circles? You know, just approach you, just worship you. Why is everybody, you know, lost in all this world up here doing this, that, and trying to be happy? So the Lord is going to answer this in the next chapter.